Hare Hare. You're all welcome for morning Bhagavatam class at Sri Krishna Balaram Temple, ISKCON, Vrindavan. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 8. And the subject matter of Chapter 8 is name-giving ceremony of both Sri Krishna and Balaram by Garga Acharya. And then their childhood pastimes, which are of the age under 1 year. Generally in Gokul, Sri Krishna lived 3 years and 4 months, something like that. And that is considered Komar Leela. Generally Komar means 5 years, within 5 years. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says when Krishna is 3 and a half, he appears like 5. So the pastime of Gokul is Vatsalya Leela, which is to nourish the sentiment of acting as like mother and father and want to give protection and nourishment and affection to the Krishna. Though the higher than that Madhurya Rasa has also Vatsalya Bhav at certain stage also that is there. So these two verses, the verse yesterday discussed here and the next 21 and 22, these two verses is childhood pastime of Gati Vilas. Gati Vilas, Gati means movement. And vilas means giving bliss, giving enjoyment, giving transcendental bliss. So, only if you meditate in your mind right now when we read how Krishna and Balaram are crawling in a muddy ground. If you meditate, then you can relish. And parents can, those who are parents and those who have seen the small babies, their single movement give them pleasure. So until unless we have that type of affection, then only we can relish it. Hare Krishna Maharaj Dandavat. Asana. So we are reading the verse. Sorry, this is verse 22. Tavangri yugamam anukresha sari srapanto. Praghosha ruchiram braja karadmeshu. Tannada hrishta manasava anu srutya lokam. Mugdha paribhida vada upaye turanti matro. Tavangri yugamam anukresya sari srpanto. Tavangri yugamam anukresya sari srpanto. घोष प्रघोष रुचिरं ब्रज कर्दमेशो तन्नाद हृष्ट मनसाव अनुसृत्य लोकम् मुग्ध प्रभीत वदपेयतोरन्ति मात्रो तावाङ्ग्रयुगमम् अनुक्रेश सरिसा प्रणन्तो घोष प्रघोष रुचिरं ब्रज कर्दमेशो तन्नादरिष्ट मनसा अनुसृत लोकम् मुग्धपदे वद उपये तुरन्ति मात्रम् तावाङ्ग्रियुगमम् अनुक्रेश सरिसम्पत सघोष परघोष रुचिरं व्रज क्रदमेशो नादृष्ट मनस्सवनुसृत लोकम् मुग्ध पैद्वेतवत उपयेतु अन्तिमात्र तावाङ्ग्रियुगमम् अनुक्रेश सरीसृपन्तो घोष प्रघोष रुचिरं व्रजक्रदमेशो तन्नादरिष्ट मनास्वानुसृत्य लोकम् धूमुग्ध प्रतिभेदवत उपयेत् अन्तिमात्रः सो ताओ ताओ मीन्स कृष्ण एंड बलराम Tau, Tau, both Krishna and Balaram. Angri Yugamam Anukrishya. Angri Yugamam, both. Yugamam means both. And Angri means both. Sometime Angri is, say, toes of the feet. Angri also means the full leg. Because the verse before says Janubhyam. The verse 21 says, oh, wonderful purport, huh? Kale na vrajatala pe na gokula rama keshavo janubhyam sa pani bhyam. Janubhyam means knees, pani bhyam means hand. So they were started crawling with the knees and help of the knees and hands. Or Ringamanu, so they were crawling, Ringamanu, on and Vijaharatu. So this crawling was relished by the parents. Now, in continuity, wonderful purport yesterday. In continuity of that crawling now is Tav Angri Yugamam Anukrishya. Means both were Anukrishya, means pulling their legs. What it means, Janubhyam is first. Janubhyam means knees and hands. Now knees get tired. So what they do is they lie down. When they lie down, they pull the lower part of the foot under the knees. And then all of a sudden, Sari Sirpanto, like a snake, they just move immediately. So this is there, a change in the movement from the verse number 21 to the number 22. And the Acharya said the two gatis, there are two type of movements. One is Janubhyan Panibhyan with the hand, knees and the hands. And other is Angri Yugmam Anukrishya. Anukrishya means pulling, pulling the legs behind. And then Sari Sirpanto means like a snake. Like a snake, snake goes in zigzag. It's not going in a straight line. So they are going here and there in a zigzag way, but they are going very fast sometimes. So what is the two movements, slow movement and the fast movement? The slow movement is a ghosh. So ghosh means actually, there are two meanings of ghosh given here. Anyway, let us see what Srila Prabhupada has written there. Angri Yugmam Anukrishya means dragging their legs. Anukrishya means dragging their legs. And Sari Sirpanta means crawling like snakes. Now, Kosh bhar, Ghosh par Ghosh Ruchiram, producing a sound with their ankle bells that was very, very sweet to hear. This is Prabhupada's comment, very, very sweet to hear. So, the Ghosh, as Sri Chakravarti Pad notes, is the Sridhar Swami says Ghosh means the nippur or the bells. Bells. Where are the bells? At the ankle and at the waist. So there is a kardhwani, there are bells at the ankle and there are bells at the waist also. So when they are, first when they are crawling, there is a small sound. They are thinking, well, sound is coming from where? Now how can you imagine in modern day? Modern day people don't have silver bells for the babies, neither they have a wonderful kardhuni, no. What they have now? The shoes which have some sound in when they walk, pip, pip, pip. This is what is a modern children. And parents enjoy. And baby also enjoy. We are from where sound is coming? No, it's the same thing. Srila Prabhupada wrote to the temple management when they were teaching the children. Prabhupada said, make them play the drama like Krishna was planning. Some baby become cow, then some become Krishna, Balaram and cowards. So in this way, these dramas, in their mind, they will think of Krishna Leela. Prabhupada wrote this to the temple management that children should play this type of drama. We remember in a childhood, small children, they tie a rope around the waist, and behind the rope they have some round thing, and when they move, the round thing moves like a wheel behind that. It's like Damodar Leela. So this type of play was there in the olden days. Even in a normal atmosphere of the village, all these things were common. So when they saw, oh, some sound is coming, from where sound is coming? So they thought Ghosh. And it also is another meaning given by Acharya. And then they just crawl little fast, pulling their leg and then jumping like to show their energy. Then the sound become bigger. From where it is coming. So they are enjoying. When they are enjoying, Ruchiram, and Srila Prabhupada said Ruchiram means very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. When we read, we cannot relish. If you can hear this sound in your mind, when Krishna and Balaram was crawling and the ankle bells are ringing, if this sound somehow you hear, then really you will relish what is happening there. And then, where they were crawling? On a marble floor? On a granite? No. Braja kardameshu. Braja kardameshu. Kardameshu means it is a muddy, muddy ground where the sand or earth is mixed with the cow dung, cow urine, and also milk of the cows. When there's a milking, all these things are there. And they make a muddy place. And they are crawling in that muddy place. Braja kardameshu, Srila Prabhupada writes, in the mud created by the cow dung and cow urine on the earth. And some wonderful poets have sung this wonderfully, that Krishna and Balaram, when they are crawling, they are putting that mud on their body. And that poet says, Pankaj Angri. Pankaj. Pank. Pank Lepam. Pank means actually mud. And generally the Malaysia or the some rubbing on the bodies with the really scented oils. But they are using Pank Angrag. Pank Angrag means all that muddy dust they are putting on themselves. And once Mata, both mothers, they said, what are you doing? You are just like pig in the mud. And Krishna says, yes, I was. I appeared as a Varadev. You are right. So this is the mood when they are crawling there in a braja kardameshu. So their crawling is within the muddy ground where, and it is in a plural, which means in different yards which are around there. So Nanda Baba has a very huge courtyard and they are crawling there. Now in present we go to the Gokul, we see the palace is up and the Damodar Lila is down. So these two trees were within the courtyard. So this whole area was the courtyard of Nanda Baba. So they were crawling. And then what was, this is their movement. Up till now there's movement. And their movement is depending upon the sound, the fast movement, slow movement, and also the other sounds. And what are the other sounds? When their body rub with the earth and with the mud, there's another sound also. So they were noticing what sound is coming from where. This is a natural childhood pastime. Tannada Hrishta. Tannada means sound of that. Srila Prabhupada writes Tannada by the sound of those ankle bells. Tannada. What was on their body that make a noise? Hrishta. They become very pleased, very happy. Harshta, Srila Prabhupada writes, Harshta Manasau. Both were very much pleased. Within mind, they were both were very much pleased by that sound. So this is still a practice for the children. The loving mothers put the many wonderful sounds. Even when they sleep, they put something to hang on. The sound will keep them happy. Some sound. Now, the another leela. Up till this is a crawling pastime in a muddy braja kardameshu. And their different movements, gati vilas, by the sound, related to the sound of their own ankle bells and the vest, what we call this is kardhani. Now the next leela is Anushrutya Lokan. It means the pasturing ground, not pasturing ground, the courtyard of Nanda Baba is too huge and big that some other man, the ladies and gentlemen also moving around. And Lokan, general Lokan means the human beings, just people. Srirupad Vallabha Acharya writes, Lokan means actually those who are very effulgent. Very effulgent and very clean. It means not the workers who are working to look after the cows. I mean generally not working, but the gentleman type of people, nicely dressed and effulgent. When they were passing by, they anushrutya, they go behind them. Now they are walking, normally walking is all right, that's crawling is okay. But now they see somebody walking, they think, oh, okay, people walk. So we can also walk, but we cannot walk. We can go behind them and see what they are doing. So this is a desire in their heart that we can also do like that. This is a desire in a child. We want to walk, but they cannot walk. So they just go behind them. They go behind them. This is the one sentiment in their mind. The one feeling, one emotion. We can move. We can move also like them. And then they become mukta. They become mukta means the word used by Acharya is bholapan. Bholapan means the children are very simple and they were very happy. Oh, now they are going with somebody. And they thought, okay, in our home, who will be the else? Our own parents. But they cannot recognize from behind. But when they are going behind, their ankle bells make sound and they look behind. They say, oh, very nice, very nice. And then they look on in their face. And they say, oh, is not one the one, is not my mother, father. So they recognize them. And they become prabhitavat. They become fearful. Oh, we have come far away. We have come far away from our own playing place behind some people, but these peoples are not our own. They don't recognize them from behind. They recognize only when they see the face. Generally, children recognize their mother, parents by the face. And in Vatsalya Ras, face is the more object of love. Vatsalya and Madhurya, face is the object of love. In a Dasya, actually, lotus feet is the object of love, generally. So they looked at the face of those people. Anushrutya, Srila Prabhupada writes, Anushrutya, following Lokan, other persons, mukta, thus being enchanted, and prabhitavata, and they become again fearful. Why they become fearful? Because they notice they are not our own people. They are somebody else. And then, what is the reason of fear? We have come far away. Who will protect us? So what they will do now? Upayetur anti matru. Upayetur matlab coming back. Upayetur near. They came near to one, those who recognize their own mothers. But they, it's not that only came. They just came and jumped on their mother. I like it. And sometimes standing, laughing, and then again going. So they are giving pleasure to the mothers. So Srila Prabhupada translates, when Krishna and Balaram, with the strength of their legs, Angri Yugmam, crawled in the muddy places, Brijakardameshu, Anukrishya, crawling in Vraj by cow dung and cow urine. Their crawling resembled the crawling of serpents. Usually snake don't crawl very smooth and very slow. They go very fast. So therefore there are two types of sounds, slow sound and fast sound. And the sound of their ankle bell was very charming, very much pleased by the sound of their other people's ankle bell. Now this is Srila Prabhupada's writing, those people who are walking by, they also were wearing some sound coming from their ankle bells, and usually these are ladies, because ladies always wear some anklet. Our Krishna Balaram is still wearing every other day the ankle bells. In our deities, that Krishna Balaram is wearing ankle bells. So when they hear the ankle bells of some other people passing by, and generally the ladies, they used to follow these people as if going to their mothers. They thought they are our mothers. But when they saw that these were other people, only when they look at a face, oh, no, my mother, they become afraid and return to their real mothers, Yashoda and Rohini. Now, purported by Srila Prabhupada, when Krishna and Balaram were crawling about Vrijbhumi, they were enchanted by sounds of ankle bells. It means they themselves were happy. Thus they sometimes followed other people who would enjoy the crawling of Krishna Balaram and exclaim. It means those who were walking by, they say, oh, very nice walking, nice sound coming, Krishna Balaram. It's like that. Oh, see how Krishna and Balaram are crawling. Upon hearing this, Krishna and Balaram could understand that these were not their mothers. They are following. Now, Srila Prabhupada is writing that when the babies were following somebody, and because of the sound of the ankle bell of the babies, those people look on them and exclaim blissfully, oh, very nice. Then they recognize this sound. It's not sound of my mother. So looking at face is a one way to recognize, and hearing the sound of the mother is other way. Generally these are the two way children recognize their parents, by face and by their sound it appears. Yeah, mother can recognize the crying of his child among 10,000 children. And child can recognize the mother among 100 women, 1,000 women. He can recognize his mother. This relationship only develops with those mother who breastfeed their babies. Because when breastfeeding is there, the baby look in the face of the mother. And mother also relish the face of the child. At that time the relation develops. A relation, deep relation develops between the mother and the baby when mother breastfeed the baby. This relation is so sweet, it never become dull in the mind of the baby and mother. Never. It's always fresh. Therefore, in joking, we say now the mothers are not feeding the breast milk to the babies. So babies have only the bottle milk. And they look at a bottle and say, oh, my dear mother, very nice mother. So they develop attachment to the bottle so much so that when they become 5, 6, 10 years, they need the cold drink bottle. They say, my dear mother, thank you very much for coming, feeding me. And when they become near 20, they will have beer, Johnny Walker bottle. Because their life is started with bottle. So they become attached to the next bottle. And then when they become 35, because of bottles, they are in a hospital with glucose bottle. And they look at a bottle and say, oh, Hare Krishna, my mother has come. So this bottle business is very dangerous. Because the child thinks my mother is this bottle is my mother. This bottle business has actually ruined the whole parental affection modern days with so many They call in English very nice word. Maid is looking after my children. Maid is looking after my children. It means madman means one who is crazy. So what the children will become? Crazy. What else you expect? Mother is looking after or maid is looking after? If you hold the finger of your child and walk, then you are old, he will hold your stick and save you from falling. This is a very simple truth. If you take care of the children when they are growing, then they will take care of you when you are old. But now this whole system is finished. Now Srila Prabhupada writes, they were following and they would return to their actual mothers. Thus, this is most important line in the purport. Thus, the crawling of Krishna Balaram were enjoyed by, in this verse there are three people enjoying, or three set of people enjoying. It is enjoyed by number one, neighborhood. Means those who are coming to the house of Nanda Baba, when they see Krishna Balaram crawling, they enjoy their crawling. Any baby, everybody have affection for a new, very young baby. Not naturally, they are very attractive. So who is getting enjoyment? Neighborhood people, number two. Number one, number two, Mother Yashoda and Rohini. And number three, Krishna Balaram themselves, children themselves. So this pastime give pleasure to mothers, to both brothers, and to the nearby fortunate ladies and gop and gopis. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, with movement of their knees and feet, Krishna and Balaram moved about in crooked way in the dirt mixed with the cow urine and milk in the large courtyard. The sound of their ankle bells was pleasing like the sound of kartals. Prabhupada said, sound of kartals. And now the another meaning of the ghosh parghosh. Or the voice of gopis and gopas. So the ankle bell, their sound was resembling to ghosh parghosh, means the talking of the gopas and gopis. Hearing this, the coward men become blissful. According to Sridhar Swami, ghosh means bells. When a stranger came in the yard, courtyard, the two boys thinking they were their mothers, it means ladies came generally, would joyfully crawl after them and then suddenly understand they had made a mistake, as if in fear, would crawl back to their mothers. Now, the mugdha bhita vat, the word mugdha bhita vat, this is actually the beauty of the leela. Crawling is also beauty, but the mugdha, this is a innocent baby's sentiments or feelings. Mugdha bhita vat. The one meaning of mugdha is like if foolish or in fear. But out of the two, the most pleasing is mugdha. When children is very happy in a blissful mood, is called mugdha. Generally, the people are mugdha in this world, what Chaitanya Charitamrita said, maya mugdha jivera, nahi swata krishna gyan. That is the word mugdha. Hare Krishna. Maya mugdha jivera nahi swata krishna gyan. Mugdha word is there. What is the meaning of mugdha here? Completely engrossed. So they are mugdha in maya, and Krishna Balaram, they are mugdha in the sound of their ankle bells, and those who are resembling to their parents walking by, they are very much absorbed in that pastime. But then bhitavat, they become fearful. Why? Because they are not our parents. We are going somewhere else. We are far away from our place. Who will protect us? So they become fearful. Now why? What word is there? Mugdha. Beat what? Why the word what is there? Like children. They are doing the childhood pastime, but they are not afraid. They are not moved. They are transcendental, supreme personality of God. So Chakravarti Pad writes, the suffix what is used to indicate that they were playing the part of ordinary children who made mistakes and experience fear, though they were actually not ordinary children. Shri Jiva Goswami writes, and both Sanatana Goswami, they crawled about in a crooked path. Crooked path. Sarsapritam means like it's in a crooked path, going sometime here, going sometime there. This indicates their strength even in crawling about. So the both Acharya says this means they have a strength. So they can go here and there. Sukhdev does not compare their feet to lotus. This is another statement by Jiva Goswami and Shripad Sanatana Goswami. His two feet are not compared to the lotus. Why? Sukhdev is not comparing the feet to the lotus because he realized lotuses are poor comparison to their feet. I think many years, Pampuja Vaishnava Maharaj has said, why sometime the parts of the body of Supreme Lord is compared to the lotuses? And what the answer Maharaj gave, say, lotus appeared before creation of the Brahma and creation of this world. First lotus appeared, then Brahma appeared. So lotus is before Brahma. So lotus is not a creation of Brahma. So lotus is a creation of the Lord Vishnu. It's not creation of Brahma. So Krishna is, says, the parts of the body of the Krishna as compared to the lotus. Because lotus is transcendental. It appeared before the appearance of Brahma. Right? Brahma appeared on lotus flower. Maharaj, you remember many years back, many years back, this point came. So this is a, but Sukhdev is still, Sukhdev Goswami says, comparing with lotus, these lotus feet, you imagine the lotus feet of baby Krishna and Balaram in your mind. Lotuses are less significant as compared to these feet. Then Jiva Goswami says, alright, where their feet are compared to lotuses in other places? Yes, his feet are compared to the other places. He said, it should be understood that those words are the realization of others, not of Sukhdev. Because Sukhdev is not comparing these feet to the lotuses. Angri Yugmam. There is no comparison. Generally, Upama can not be given to the Supreme Lord. Upama means comparison. It's beyond comparison. Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is above him. Now, Jiva Goswami writes, the yard of many places in Braj become muddy because of the cow urine and dung. The plural is used to indicate many places. They followed some people who came there thinking they were their relatives. And after understanding that they were not, they went to their mothers. So how they recognize that they are not their parents? And why they understood that they are our parents? Because in their own courtyard, who else will come? It's our own parents. So they just walk behind. And how they recognize, Prabhupada writes, when those people looked behind and said, oh, nice crawling by Krishna Balaram. Oh, they said, this is not my mother, father. No, no, no. And the other Acharya said, looking in their face, they recognize, oh, not my mother, father. And then what they do? They become fearful. So first they become jubilant to go behind them. But then they become fearful. These are the two wonderful past sentiments and the pastime, which is very attractive to the parents and to the neighbors, and the sound of their ankle bell was very much attractive to themselves. Now, Jiva Goswami writes, they become very very frightened, bhita, prabhita. Like other small innocent children, vata, like small other innocent children. Since they were absorbed in their pastime, this is the meaning of mugda. Because they were absorbed in the pastime, mugda, so they were acting like ordinary innocent children. So innocent and absorbed both are for the mugda. And ghosh, pragosh, ruchiram can also mean their feet were attractive. Ghosh, pragosh can also mean their feet were attractive, causing a loud exclamation, pragosh, of the cowherd, ghosh. So cowherd are ghosh, and pragosh is their exclamation. Krishna Balaram crawling. So this is ghosh and pargosh. Means cowherd exclaiming. What Prabhupada has written actually. When they hear those people say, oh, very nice crawling by Krishna Balaram. That is pargosh. And who is saying this? Ghosh. Ghosh means cowherd. When cowherd exclaimed, that become ghosh and pargosh. So by now we have two meaning of ghosh and pargosh. One meaning is soft ringing of the bell when they crawl slowly, and the fast ringing of the bell when they crawl fast. This is a ghosh and pargosh. And the other meaning is, by seeing the crawling of the two babies, the cowherd people exclaim in a jubilation, that is pragosh. So ghosh means cowherd and pragosh means their exclamation. They said, how wonderful that they are crawling. That is pragosh. Prabhupada has used this word in his purport. It means Prabhupada was reading all these commentaries and then he's writing. Or the phrase can mean feet which loudly jangle with their ankle bells because of the commotion of the people. The another meaning of ghosh, pragosh is or the phrase can mean feet which loudly jingled, made sound with their ankle bells, they moved, of the commotion of the people. Commotion of the people, where people become joyful by hearing that sound. So here ends the purport by the all three acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami Pada has the same, almost same commentary. So now what we can do is we can think really for a moment in our mind and see Krishna Balaram are crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Baba in a muddy courtyard. The mud is of the cow dung and cow urine and milk. And they are crawling. And their ankle bells and the bells at their waist are also ringing sweetly. Very, very sweet, Prabhupada writes. And this gives pleasure to the neighbors, to both mothers and to both brothers. Now you become a neighbor of Krishna Balaram for a while and relish this pastime in your mind, within your heart. If really you can relish it and for a few seconds or a few minutes, then this pastime will become in your memory for whole life. Hare Krishna. this is the pastime which Vatsalya Bhakta always meditate. This crawling. We were in Jamnotri, I think, 2 years back. A Baba who is maybe more than 90 years, he was sitting without any cloth, and we have coat and sweater and other things, and he was wearing the ankle bells. Elderly Baba wearing ankle bells. We asked Baba, there's one temple there at Janaki Chatti. So Baba said, oh, he was a Ram Bhakt. He said, Ram Lala, Thumak Thumak Chalat. So when Ram is walking with his ankle bell, this sound is really, I'm relishing. So he's wearing himself, 90-year-old Baba. So this is a Vatsalya. The devotees who are having a Vatsalya Prem, they relish this type of pastime of crawling up the babies. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu. Sakya's whole body, they embrace and do everything, they play with. Sakya's actually whole body of the Lord is transcendental, but generally the meditation of this Dasya Bhav is on the lotus feet, which means I will serve. And Madhurya's face, which they are having what's called like Mother Yashoda, chumbam, what is this in Damodar Leela? Mochum mitam. What is the verse? Rakta adharam. Rakta adharam. Rakta adharam. Adharam means the lips. Rakt means red. So, which means he was lovingly and affectionately kissed by the Mother Yashoda, but also implied is the gopis, which is hidden. So this is, the face is more attractive. I mean, generally in these two rasas, but they have, like mother has the attraction for every part of the body also, to decorate and everything. But generally face is a index of their attraction. Sakha is Sakha is complete body, friend with the whole body generally. I don't know exactly, but I have read these two statements. Anybody has any question or comment? Hare Krishna. Is anybody really having this pastime appearing in the mind, in a heart? A look in Krishna Balaram's face when they become mugdha and when they become fearful? How they become fearful? This our Damodar Leela is fearful, looking like that. So this is actually, these are the pastime for meditation. Only hearing won't work. We have to meditate on these pastime and see really Krishna Balaram are crawling. And how it is, their sound of the ankle bell, if we hear and we relish it, how their mothers are relishing, how the neighbors are relishing. This is a Vatsalya pastime basically. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.